Welcome, everyone. I'm Ivy Rivera. I'm a psychic medium, a Taino Arawak, and this is the Ask Ivy Show, where I take your personal questions and I deliver out messages from spirit. Go ahead and type them in now. $5 gets you the short answer. $10 gets you the long answer. And that's in the description above or below to give you instructions. If you are on Instagram or TikTok, Jill, my beautiful producer, is posting that information in the comment section. So check it out. If you need to book a reading, a psychic fair, or a party with me, you can go to ivyriverapsychicmedium.com to do so. Any question goes. Mediumistic, if you have spirit loved ones, including deceased pets that you want to speak to, if you want to know about your health, your wealth, your love life, anything goes. Literally nothing is out of bounds, okay? Curious, salty, paranormal, spiritual, healing, whatever. And let's go ahead and start getting into it. Oh, also, you guys, thank you for 11,000 subscribers on YouTube. Ultimately, if you guys, you know, really want to support me, get over onto my YouTube channel at Ask Ivy from whatever platform you're normally on. But thank you so much for 11,000. We do have a celebration show coming up here soon. And if everybody could just stop, give this video a thumbs up, drop a comment to help boost me in the algorithm, and subscribe. All right, let's get moving. What have we got? Hopefully my pens hold out. I've got like 50 of them. Makes me wonder though. All right, we have one from Ayana. $10 question. I want to move to Washington, D.C. next year. Any messages? You know, the first thing I'm hearing is yes. The second thing is that it almost went forward before and then was halted. I think it may have been halted by some circumstances. I think things may have slowed and squeezed you a bit in your circumstances, but I also think ultimately it was you, okay, that just sort of waited. So this is a refresher of, this isn't brand spanking new, let's say. And I like that for you because I'm under the impression that you've sort of psychically already felt the space out. The experience is not brand new. To your mind, to your intuition, to your higher mind. And it feels exciting. It also feels like there are more opportunities there than what you could possibly have where you are. And I think that we are talking about work experience and progression, you know, with your finances, you know, increasing your resources and all that. But what I really like about this is the networking opportunities and the relationship dynamics. So you seem to be crossing paths with just the right people. And this can really help to sort of boost you up to the next level in your life. I would not dig in too deep. If you were feeling maybe in your gut that this is somewhere you may want to be for, let's say, the next 3 to 4 years, and possibly between the third and the fourth year out, you know, you decide it's time to shift a bit more, especially if you're debating on going south. I think, though, as long as you don't dig in too deep, and get in the box thinking, oh, well, I'm here, I'm going to stay here, you know, 10 years, or if I'm going to go through this, I have to be here for an extended period of time. We don't want to really do that with anything in life, but definitely not with this, because if you are being fluid, the increases that are coming to you, again, especially through that networking, and, you know, some of the resource opportunities, you can invest better somewhere else, and doors of opportunity may just be wide open and all you have to do is shift. So a little zigging and zagging, ultimately, probably from the situation is what you'll choose to do. But you have free will, I would absolutely go. Good luck with that. All right, thank you so much for that question. We have another one coming in here from Akara, and this is a $5 question. Kara wants to know, hi, Ivy, are there any messages from spirit for me? All right, any messages for Kara? I'm hearing close your mouth, open your eyes. I don't know what exactly you're supposed to be looking at here. I see people. I want to say be careful in relationship dynamics as we go forward over the course of the next 2 months. When we're talking about closing our mouths in this way, spirit isn't necessarily, you know, calling you out and saying like you're a blabbermouth or anything, but It can be that you're too busy putting your energy. Okay. So it could be verbal, literally. It could also just be that you're putting your energy out. You're wide open. You're a sitting duck. You're not paying attention. You're not clocking people the way you should. Keep your cards close to your vest. Detach, observe, judge, discernment, ears open, eyes open, see everything around you clearly. So I don't want to just limit this to people. But if you're too busy putting your energy out, okay, talking, you are going to miss it. So I feel this is a time for you to silence yourself a bit. I also want to say that if you have a tendency to want things from people, like I really want this relationship to feel this way and to be going in this direction, you know, that this is how I want the other person to behave. You're going to have to grow out of that. Okay. Because if someone cannot deliver to you what is in alignment with your soul, you cut them off and you walk. That's it. There is no waiting and holding space and coaching endlessly. That's it. You can say it once, maybe. Okay. But you need to stay in your lane and not overreach there as well. All right. Thank you so much for that question, Kara. We're going to move on to another one. This one's from Yolanda. This is a $10 question. And Yolanda wants to know, hi, Ivy, anything from my loved ones? Okay. First person I have coming in here with you is a grandmother, may have been a little bit busty, may have had issues, okay, through here, heart, lung, before her passing. Also, I want to say another lady coming through with systemic issues in the blood. I can't prescribe a diagnosis, but it almost reminds me, now it could be a cancerous condition or something, but it almost reminded me of like blood levels. So I could be talking diabetic, okay, something along this line. She's smaller. And a gentleman coming in who watches over you in a paternal way. He's taller, kind of big in through the shoulders, but not like a, not a huge guy, you know, maybe a little leaner down the rest of his body. All of them coming through making me feel like they've been visiting you in some dreams. So pay attention to that. They have been giving some direction. There's talk of 2 months of direction in regards to pulling your energy back. I wonder if this is going to be a theme tonight. We'll see. You know, pulling your energy back where you're too emotionally invested. Maybe you have been allowing the past 2 to 3 years for your emotions to dictate the choices you make in your life, where you invest your time, attention, energy, affection, not just at work, but also in relationship dynamics and your day-to-day lifestyle. Now, what you're supposed to be doing is allowing your intuition to make those decisions, okay? Intuition never lies. Energy never lies, but your emotions will, okay? Even your logic often will. So, there are some free mini classes here on my YouTube at Ask Ivy called Emotion versus Intuition. The other one is called Logic versus Intuition. You may want to check them out. You seem to be mastering, okay, over the course of a 2 month process that you're still in. You're about halfway through it, maybe three quarters of the way through it. So they've been helping you to master this skill and this karmic cycle that you've had, break some generational curses, let's say, in this area, where there have been disappointing results because you have been led by your emotion. I also feel this could be fear, fear of loss, fear of lack of comfort, I guess, in what you had previously been investing in. And the attitude right now really needs to be, I don't care. And I feel like you're good at this. I feel like you're definitely getting it. You may have noticed a change in your personality where, you know, you're just saying, I literally don't care. I am almost emotionless in regards to other people. If it doesn't serve me in any way, if a situation is draining me and siphoning my energy, you know, dragging my soul and spirit down, you just don't care. I see you walking away. I think you need to be doing more of that. Okay. So continue on that journey. The gentleman who comes through, is also going to be using birds. I feel like larger birds, but also possibly, woodpeckers, to let you know when he's around. And he's talking about pennies from heaven. So pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, tokens, be watching for these as well. All right. And they all mention five with you. Five, for those of you who see number five patterns, this is major change in all areas of your life happening simultaneously, but in a major karmic way, meaning there could be huge payout here for you if you do what you're supposed to do. Right. So enjoy the process. They're celebrating with you. Right. Thanks so much, Yolanda, for your question. Good luck with everything. We have another one coming in here from an Edgar. This is a $10 question. Edgar wants to know what blessings are coming to me in October. Thank you, Spirit and Ivy. And that would put us at, okay, Edgar, what blessings are coming in for Edgar in October? I feel like some of your hard work is paying off. They plant your face in these books and on this desk and on this computer, and then like what looks like contracts. So it's almost like nose to the grind, okay? But if you have spent recent years, but in particular, like the last 8 months or so, and I want to say 4 months, really knocking it out, okay? Just pounding it out. Where work is concerned and building up your career, it looks like you're about to get some really big karmic payouts there. And I think that more than it being like a blessing or a lottery aspect from the universe, you know, this is more something that you truly, truly have achieved. And it was somewhat predictable that it would be coming through, you know, this month. Just mathematically, I guess, but I think it's going to be bigger than what you expected. And I think it's going to be deeper than what you expected. And it's going to help you expand out, branch out, including through networking more than what you could have possibly perceived. And I think that it's surpassing your ego. So it's sort of like saying, you know, this is bigger than your ego could have even imagined. I like that for you. It's just the beginning of the process. This will be going on for several years, 2 years in particular. But yeah, it feels like it's really launching the end of September, October for sure, halfway into November. You know, you'll be hearing more about it in December and then again in January. But I think that it's also an opportunity for you to get more in alignment with yourself in regards to anything that has caused you pain or heartache in the past, anything that has caused for you to have like rattled self-esteem, for example, and flush it away, let it go, detox and release. Essentially, you're deprogramming yourself, but you're deprogramming yourself from the process of adoption of other people's toxicity. Okay. So, whatever negativity you were told, whether it be by family or friends or society or generational curses, you know, you took that on. And so that's what's being confronted, the downward speech towards self that you adopted is also going to be released. And that's up to your free will. All right. But I would definitely spend some extra time doing that. And then it feels like you're attracting love. So possible romantic partnership also coming in. But that first, that has to happen first. So right now it's like a big brick wall. Okay. All right. Very exciting stuff, Edgar. Thank you so much for your question. We are going to move on to another one here from a Mallory, $15. Thank you so much for the donation, Mallory. So Mallory is getting a $10 question and she wants to know, I'm doing the self-work and care. I got my dream job, but I'm wondering what's in store for my love life. Okay, so what is in store for Mallory's love life? You know, I have somebody coming in here who seems a little bit plump, a little plump. Through the, you know, he may have or she, depending on what you're into. I didn't look that deep into it yet, but this person may be bigger in through the biceps, you know, and kind of like a teddy bear. That's a good way to describe this person. Okay. So like a big cuddly teddy bear. I think that this individual has a lot of depth in the way that they perceive the universe, the world around them. Whereas everyone else may have a negative attitude and be like, oh, everything's falling apart, and the world is a hole, and everything's just like burning down, people are so negative and toxic and this and that. This individual may be like, that's a part of the process. It's got to burn down in order to rise like a phoenix from the ashes. We have to wipe out the toxicity. This part had to happen. This was inevitable. So they're like a forward thinker, I mean, they get the bigger picture, whereas a lot of people don't. That suggests to me that this individual is empathic and quite intuitive. So the intuitive intelligence seems to be something that the two of you are picking up on right out of the gate. You're able to talk about things like this, okay, or this prediction about this person. It may be like a, oh my God, conversation. You may be talk about astrology. You may be able to talk about, I don't know, universal law, manifestation, and really understand also who you are. You are two individuals who really deeply know yourself. And when you know yourself, you have something to offer somebody else. Okay. You're not grasping, trying to concoct a personality, okay, from outside nonsense. And so it's like you two come together and you have the potential to support each other's character and growth. And I see two willing parties in that growth, okay, which is the most important thing, that you have two people growing at all times as individuals, so you can come together and actually build something for your future. But I really think there's a lot of similarity also in where you want to go, where you want to be, where you want to travel, where you may want to relocate to. If you want to live overseas and get like a second like residency or citizenship or whatever, like this stuff may line up too. And so now we're cooking with gas. Now we're really talking about some future planning that could fit nicely like pieces of the puzzle. I would stay on the dating apps or get on the dating apps. I hate to say it, okay? If you're not on there, I'm sorry, but it may work out that way. Okay, so make sure you're on three, and one looks like Bumble. I'm doubting it's Tinder, but get yourself on three. Get on like Facebook dating. The other one could be something like a Match.com, and keep going out and socializing. I do feel your paths crossing probably three times before you actually start speaking and plan the date. Okay, but be open to technology in general. Okay, all right. Good luck with all that. 4 to 5 months. All right, we have another question coming in here from a Jessica. This is a $10 question. And Jessica wants to know, I feel I'm coming into my gifts and spirituality, really sharing my knowledge that comes through from spirit. And my husband is threatening to leave me. Let him go. Kick him to the curb. Beat him to the punch. Toodaloo-ski, clown. No, unacceptable. If you, I don't even need to, okay, let's finish this. Okay. And my husband is threatening to leave me because of my voodoo. I'm not sure what is best at this point. What's best is for him to get out of the cult that he has adopted himself into. Okay. So he's in some type of a cult, some weird religious, maybe Catholicism or God only knows what. Okay. That has brainwashed him into believing that being in alignment with the universe is from the devil, which means, what does that mean, sister? What does he feed? Dark and lower negative energy. Also, the idea that you feeling happy and getting healthy and evolving into who you came here to be, the fact that that threatens him to this degree, that he would try to lock you down, manipulate, and control you, already gives you all the answers that you know. Okay. You did not need to buy a whole $10 question here for that. Nor is this a psychic question. Okay, you already know. This hasn't fit really ever anyways, this relationship. I'm not saying you guys didn't maybe make it work here and there, but you were always the magic anyhow. And I don't know, he can go off and like be afraid with the other low level energies, while that whole world burns down and shatters. And their lives deteriorate, and he has really invited that to happen because he's made it clear that if you grow, he will abandon you. 100%. So he's really given you the door out. I mean, I would run. So sad. I will also say this, sad for him, good for you. I will also say this. This happens to a lot of my students. A lot of people have spouses or family members or friends or even like acquaintances at work or work, whatever, partnerships. And they won't say anything. They won't say a whole lot, if they know that like my students are coming here, maybe they'll just sort of bite their tongue in the beginning. But the day comes where people will out themselves and that mask comes off and they are ugly and jealous and suspicious and dark and they really show their true colors, how toxic they are and how they were never really for you. All right. And it's a normal part of the process in spiritual development. Most people, not just my students and not just you and doing what you're doing in your marriage, but most people who evolve have to detox and shed those who are not ready to see the light. That's okay. Make room for the new. You got somebody way hotter than him coming in anyways. Okay. So if I were you, I'd be ready for it. All right. Let's move on to another one from Vinette. $20. Thank you so much for the donation, Vinette. So this is a $10 question. And she wants to know any messages that come through. All right. Any messages for Vinette at all? There is a gentleman who comes through, mom's side of the family, watches over you in a paternal way. I'm gonna have to go with grandfather on this. There's another gentleman who would have passed a bit before his time, feels almost like a brother type energy. And a gentleman who feels almost like you have a lot of men coming through. Another one who feels like he watches over you like a dad, okay? I think that what they keep showing me here is a pen, like you writing. You almost frantically, I want to say, writing. And I'm under the impression, okay, and maybe you are doing some writing, take it however it resonates to you. But I was under the impression when I first looked at this that it was some type of a contract. So you may be getting into some contracts recently, currently, and going forward. They're watching over all of this, okay? The first gentleman who came through, mom's side of the family, grandpa, he's also got a cigar hanging out of his mouth, but he didn't want to light it until you were done signing it, all right? So what this means is that you've been entering into some new circumstances in your life that are going to require your time, attention, affection, and energy. These are big investments. When we're talking about signing a contract verbally or otherwise, it is an agreement to show up, to have solid follow through, to build. And in your case, I feel like some rebuilding is going on. They also show you stepping out for the next few months and digging your hands deep into, I guess, like the soil, we would say. And what you're pulling out are gold bars. Now, this is a symbol, without sounding clickbaity, okay, of big potential success. This would be the equivalent of the number one. Or when people say, I keep seeing 11-11, it's 11-11, make a wish, right? It's kind of like a lottery aspect. Not exactly. It is huge potential. But, and you are probably seeing ones all around you the last couple months. Now you will be for a while. You have to do the hard work. You have to put nose to the grind. You have to use your free will in order to really benefit from those gold bars. All right. All that potential prosperity. It has to be sort of transferred and translated and transmuted, okay, into something bigger. For yourself. I also feel like it's going to be the first time in your life you've ever felt like you've got solid footing. And I really feel like this is what grandpa's smoking the cigar about, the celebration cigar. Okay. You feeling like you have a good trajectory going forward. You feeling like you are on solid ground. You have a firm foundation, seeing yourself as the resource. This is going to be something magical you've never really achieved in this life. And this is really going to dictate where you go from here, the next like 3 to 4 years could involve some relocation, even like longer stretch of relocation, like out of state type of thing. And I feel positive about all this. So keep doing exactly what you're doing. All right. Everyone's celebrating with you. All right. Vinette, thank you so much for that question. We're going to move on to another one from a Camille. If you guys are tuning in late, please give this video a thumbs up, drop a comment to help me out in the algorithm, and subscribe if you want to become a YouTube member for a monthly email reading, weekly spirit messages, your monthly horoscope, a mini class every month, a free Ask Ivy show. You can go on to YouTube at Ask Ivy and you can hit the join button. It'll show you the different tiers of membership options. All right, we are going to move on to Camille. And this is a $10 question. Camille wants to know, I'm currently having financial difficulties and going to court for my rent. Can you tell me how that will turn out? Will I be able to keep my apartment? Will my financial issues improve soon? Okay, so we're talking about keeping the apartment and we're talking about finances improving. This technically falls in a free will zone. There are way too many hands in the pot for me to give a 100% prediction on this or a 100% guarantee on this. But I actually do feel that there's a fairly high likelihood. Not high. I mean, I'm like 30 to 50%, you know, that this could be worked out. That says to me that like the landlord or the rep, you know, maybe willing to negotiate, but it would be almost like a final negotiation. You know, I think that more than likely, let's just my gut intuition, okay, is that this will probably work out that way for you. I think that there is improvement coming with your finances. But I also think it's going to be a little while longer till you feel like you're in a safety zone. So I would give it another couple months before you're feeling like, okay, I could take some deep breaths. There may be some additional work coming in that, you know, brings you some nice steady flow of income. And it may end up being more than what you even expected. And I feel like you've done really everything that you could do, you know, so just make sure, you know, you dotted your I's, you crossed your T's, that's your presentation, especially in this situation with the, you know, apartment in court. And I think that there's some level of like humanity coming in here, and that's really going to be the helpful factor. Now, what we want to do in a situation like this, where it's not destiny charted, it's falling in a free will zone, which means it can change, it can be manipulated, timeline can also change, right? But we want to see it sort of wrapped up. We don't want to see this dragging out anymore. You want to go in, you want to have your day in court or whatever, and you want to wrap it up and know exactly where you stand one way or another, right? So what you want to do to twist this and to make it more of a destiny charted situation for yourself is you want to start manifesting. And the best way to manifest is to think on what it is that you want to have happen in this situation, to feel it emotionally, kind of like role play, kind of like just your imagination. I'm playing it out. I love walking into my apartment. I appreciate my house more than I ever have in the past. I'm so glad, you know, they were so, you know, human about this at court. I'm so glad it was that easy. Oh, I worried for nothing. It's going to be okay. Everything's moving in the right direction. Feel it, feel it. Stay with it, stay with it, stay positive, and, you know, tune out any negativity in regards to that. I would start visualizing at least once, twice a day, and that's going to trigger law of attraction in your favor. Okay. Thank you so much for your question. We are all rooting for you. And yes, you're going in the right direction. Things will get better. Just a little patience. Tara has a $10 question and she wants to know, I have my own company and I feel I am meant for something more. Okay. Do you feel anything? Okay. So we don't have the name of the company. If you guys are leaving questions about like a specific job or a company or a lover or something like that, include the first names, including your deceased loved ones. Give me the first name or the initials. So what do I see? Well, let's look at your life contract. Okay. So, you could book a life contract with me at any time. It's going to match your Vedic or Western astrology as well as your numerology chart. It's all the same thing. So when we look at what you came to Earth to do, I will say that it feels like your experience here in running your business has given you some strong foundation in understanding how to run something, you know, top to tail, but it falls short in regards to what you're actually producing. All right. So that's where it's a miss. So you needed the experience to fulfill your life contract, but this is no longer, because you've sort of outgrown it. Let's say you've learned all you can from it. You may have felt, especially the last like 2 to 3 years, like you're treading water. It's stagnant in some way. And I think that ultimately where you're supposed to be headed with all of this is into more helping field. Okay. So if you can start helping others by assisting them to heal, if you can help them to gain access to resources that they need, if you can help them to kind of keep their heads straight or get their heads straight, or to really figure out what it is, if they have ideas about their life and what they want that to look like. And, you know, you can give them a roadmap toward that, but also help them feel empowered, right? So you're not becoming a crutch for people. You're showing them how they become the tool. I think this is a direction you need to look into. I also think that you may have some hesitancy because it can feel like it's a bit off base at times, or like maybe there won't, it's not lucrative. I think that it's going to be important if and when you make this transition to be realistic that, you know, not everybody wants to take their medicine. It's a tough sell. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. You know, it reminds me of this business, okay, and this ministry and this school, okay, the different aspects of what I do. You think any of this has been easy? I mean, talk about force feeding, shoving it down people's throats for the last 13 years. Okay, nobody wanted to take a bite. Nobody wants, you know, people don't want to do the work. They want to toy around with it and treat it like it's entertainment. And that may be some of what you get. Okay. But do they actually want to evolve? We're seeing how little people want to evolve right now. Right. So it's a bit of a battle. I wish it were pizza. Okay. I wish it was the hairdressers. I wish you could just be fixing a car. You know, you'd have endless business. I wish it were liquor. Okay. But it's not going to happen that way for you. And I think you need to really get in alignment with your life contract and say, but it is worth it. It is worth it because I'm going to be doing what I came here to do. There's authenticity in that. It is in alignment with the universe. And you have to trust that the universe is going to support you until you reach a point where you are also, you know, feeling more financially comfortable. So it's not an easy transition for you, but I feel like it's necessary. And I feel like you're a little overdue. Okay. So get moving. For sure. All right, Tara, thank you so much for your question. We have another one coming in here from Melissa. Hi, Ivy. Any messages from my loved ones, guides, or angels? Okay, and that's a $10 question. Okay, loved ones, guides, or angels for Melissa? I feel like you're breathing. It's like, and this is coming from your guardian angel. Your guardian angel watches over your mental and emotional well-being, okay? Yes, they are healing entities, but it's specific, really, to those areas. And there's this sense of your heart lightening, like weight coming off of it and you being able to breathe, and your heart sort of shrinking in the past. So if you felt like you went through a series of circumstances, especially the last like 10 to 12 years, possibly even 15, something would have happened back then also that caused your heart to shrink. Meaning it was kept in a box, or you couldn't love the way you wanted to, or due to the weight on your heart, you know, it didn't allow for your heart to expand in the way it wanted to. It's like there's this huge expansion going on now. And I think that what you're doing is getting in alignment with your heart. So it's almost like your third eye, your higher mind, your self, okay, the way you think about yourself is finally in alignment with your heart. Whereas in the past, you may have really felt like these were two totally separate things, and almost like you couldn't trust yourself. You know, like sometimes you couldn't trust your head because of your heart, and sometimes you couldn't trust your heart, because of where your head was going. And it was a battle. It was like an inner battle, this dichotomy between what you want and what is real. Now it's like this is just who you are, and you are really secure in your gut instinct, and you're confident more so now than you've ever been in your entire life that you can zig and zag and make moves and enter into something and pull right back out if you need to. And you can give, you can also take it away or not give again. You can love openly and freely. You control that. And I don't feel in the past that was a sense that you had. It was more like you were being manipulated, or you were a victim to it, or you were trapped and you had to keep giving endlessly, which is really just siphoning of your energy. So now, okay, it's like all coming into place. And I think this is just a huge celebration in your life. And your guardian angel is just enjoying this time with you and sitting right up close to you and next to you for a while. When an angel comes in this close, it shows me that you went through something major. You went through something that could have potentially taken you out. You understand what I'm saying? Mentally and emotionally, yes, but it could have taken you out and you have overcome it. Okay. So your angel will always feel in that close for the rest of your life, which is a beautiful thing. The whole thing is pretty amazing, and you're pretty amazing. And you should just pat yourself on the back and, what do they say? Eat the cookie by the shoes. Take a day to celebrate yourself, Awesome. All right, we have another question coming in here from an Ava Wortman. Okay, so $5. Okay, somebody else is saying I sent him money for Ava. All right, we're seeing a little dialogue going on here. Hold on. All right. I want to know if there are any messages for me. Is that for Ava? Whatever. Okay, so I'm a little confused by all that. But so for Ava, are there any messages? I feel like it's time. I feel like it's time for you to dance and shake it up a little bit more. So the last, I want to say maybe 2 to 4 months. Something may have happened approximately 5 months ago, but the last like 2 to 4 months may have forced you to feel confused, a little stagnant, mouse on a wheel. You may have felt as though you were trying to dance, but you couldn't dance, or I'm trying to celebrate, but I forgot the steps. I can't really move. It's almost like this image of you dancing on a dark stage with the curtain down, no music, trying desperately to create. I love that you are such a fighter, and I love that when you make up your mind to be happy, you have such strong will and put such energy into it that that determination, will eventually create a breakthrough. However, I also think that there's a fine line between, being positive and toxic positivity. And at some point, you need to just break down and you need to get comfortable in the discomfort and say, this sucks. Okay. This isn't working for me. I don't feel good. This, where are the problems? The second you do that, the minute you allow yourself to like be angry or be ungrateful or to, be fed up, which is our right having a human experience, right? It doesn't equate, also, let me just say this to you. It doesn't necessarily equate to being toxic or negative. You could call it realism, and that would be accurate. Okay. I think you're calling people out. I think you're calling out situations after that. And I think you're saying, I'm pinpointing what isn't working for me. And you're giving some ultimatums. You're saying this either needs to change, you need to change, we need to change this, we need to look at this contract again, whatever it is, you're approaching these areas in your life. And if it doesn't start looking right, you're gonna walk. And I think that would be the right thing to do. All right, we have another question coming in here from $10 Christine. And Christine wants to know. Horizons, Shifano Horizons crossed on PayPal. Okay. Are any of my loved ones coming in? If so, what messages do they have for me? Okay. Loved ones for Christine. We have a gentleman who comes in here smoking a pipe, may have had a cancerous condition before his passing, and or may have smoked a pipe. Quite tall, actually, and lean, like really fit, even into old age, just like Some people just have a good metabolism, okay, and muscle mass. He dressed really, really nice, like always tucking in the shirt, you know, just always like with my coat, with my hat, took good care of himself, brushed what hair he had left, you know, clean shaven, just like Old Spicy, like musky cologne, you know, just took good care of himself. And a lady who is a little bit plump, would have really always done her hair. I see her going to the beauty parlor, you know, and kind of like white. Like I don't know if it was blonde and then she kind of went white, but it looks white to me. Grandparents and her nails were always done also. And she's talking about trying to encourage you to step out in blind faith. No one wants to hear that, but that's how this one's going to have to go. If you step out in blind faith into a new circumstance that's, you know, uncharted territory, especially in regards to your career, your resources, you know, your wealth and investments, you're going to find a very happy outcome. They show your grandfather shows flipping of the cards. Now, he may have played poker or some kind of card games. She may have as well. But when he flips what looked like a regular deck of cards, it turned into a tarot card. And I feel like I'm looking at the Fool. Now I don't do tarot, but I know the Fool. The Fool's journey is basically stepping out in blind faith is how I understand it, and being willing to take a risk, but like with such a positive attitude that you're not paying attention to the fact that you're kind of like at the end of a cliff. Also, the Fool doesn't carry a lot with him. Okay. So don't bring all your baggage and opinions and oh no, and what ifs and leave it. Just leave it. My feeling here is that you're entering into a period of great change, yes, but huge prosperity. And it could set you up very nicely for the rest of your life. Okay. So we're even looking at like, you know, retirement and things like that. This is something that needs to happen. I feel that it's something that really, you know, especially the last 2 years has already been brewing. I also think it's a good time for you to stop taking other people into consideration as much as you do. So when you're about to make a change in life, it's not, oh, what will so and so think and how will so and so be affected and will I get the support of so and so and what if it's you. You born alone, you'll die alone, that's it. It's you. Are you ready to do it? Do it. Okay? Tune everyone else out. All right, and they are supporting you. So sometimes all you need is spirit anyways, right? All right, we're going to move on to another one here from Kimberly. $5 question. She wants to know, what do you see as my next step in my spiritual development? Well, plug, plug. I do feel like you need the psychic mediumship course. And no, I don't say that to everybody, but some people are missing pieces of the language. So if you already took the course, go back over your notes because you seem to not be applying a bunch of parts of my PEC method. If you haven't taken it, register now. Okay. We start October 12th or it's evergreen. You can do it whenever. But you don't really seem to understand the difference between empathic ability, psychic ability, mediumistic ability. And those three are at the core foundation of everything else. Healing, energy work, any type of reading, any type of paranormal work, okay, private investigation, like missing persons, criminal investigations. I mean, on and on and on we go. You got to have the basics. So learn the language. I think that really. And it does this for everyone who takes it. It sort of catapults, it launches you, you know, into the new paths that you're supposed to go on in regards to your ministry, your client base, additional skill sets, how to polish your craft, networking outlets, you know, and where you're supposed to be working specifically, what you're supposed to be doing with it. But when we're missing the language basics, we tend to just sort of cycle. You know, it reminds me of like watching a page download on your phone or on your computer. It just goes round and round and round. This is it. This is what you need to do. Okay. And then from there, it will make more sense. I do feel ultimately like what you may find yourself doing in the future if you know, follow through with everything you need to with your development. I think you could find yourself working really strong in and out of spaces where there's a lot of healing going on, almost like physical recovery from injury or disease, okay, including like death coaching type stuff. helping people to cross to the other side, and just straight up readings. I don't know why I see you working with crystals so much, but I see that too. And so maybe you like to incorporate crystals in a lot of what you do. Okay. And that's fine. But yeah, ultimately it could split in those two directions. All right. Thank you so much. We're going to move on to another one from a Jennifer. This is a $10 question. And Jennifer wants to know, I would like to know if this year is the year I will meet my husband. I am looking forward to starting my family. I think that if you approach it that way, it could end up being a little bit tricky for you. I'm seeing three relationships. I don't know if we want to call these relationships. Where, okay, here's the thing. Sometimes people have radar and they know when you need them or you really want them, right? Or you want something from them. I mean, they just know. And they can show up and really take advantage of you for having that desire. And I see that happening three times. So be careful. You know, for example, somebody says, well, what do you want? I don't know. I want something different with every person. Let's see how I feel with you. And then I'll know what I want from you. Never, ever, ever. Okay. Say, I want to get married and I want to have a baby and I want to, no. So maybe change your approach a bit to how you go into this. I do see the potential for you to be talking to someone between 8 months and about a year and 2 months into the future, where it seems like there's a lot of compatibility going on in terms of the way we think, like intellectual stimulation is there, similarity in our interests, maybe even like historical or where we want to travel, right? Some ideas about being open, you know, to family, having kids, things like that. This person's into dogs, okay? He's into nature. But ultimately, I would never overreach and try to force it to be something more than what it is. If you find that this person is highly unmotivated in regards to the relationship and also their self-development and growth, ultimately this person may not know themselves very well and they may not be highly motivated to lock this thing down and actually build a life as much as they're okay going along for the ride as long as you're going to steer the ship. Okay, as long as you're going to call the shots, as long as you're going to mother the relationship, as long as you're going to be the parent of everything, never requiring that this person be the partner, okay? You could end up in a circumstance like that. I would just tread lightly for the next few years. Okay. But we'll see what happens with that. Maybe they will step up. Okay. Maybe between now and then, this person will do what they need to do in their self-development. And when you guys do cross paths, he'll be ready. Okay. But if he's not, okay, real quick. All right. Thank you so much for that question. We have one from a Lauren C. This is a $5 question. And she says, hi, Ivy, when do you see me being back to living life again? I was unwell for a while. I think it's really up to you how you define that, but I feel like you have to redefine it. So, you know, they want to go back, your guides, okay, and your loved ones here and your angels. They want to go back. I want to say even about a month ago, you may have started to feel progress in some areas, but not so much with others. And you may have really pushed yourself forward in regards to what it is that you engage in, you know, what makes you feel alive, what gives you a little bit of fire in the belly, what makes you feel at the end of the day a little bit more, you know, tired or like, you know, at peace, like in that positive way, like I did something good, at rest. There's a sense here of you having to sort of dig deep for that going forward and use what you've been doing this past month as a gauge. Okay. Make sure that you're not waiting on circumstances to change before you start living life again. So what are we really talking about here? What we're really talking about is the ability to change our attitude and our perception on what that means to be living life. You need to look at alternative ways, not backward at your past and saying, well, when I can get back to what I used to do, then I'll be living life. When I can go into the future and do what I had always hoped and planned on doing in my life, then I will be living life. No. Where are we right now? Don't forget, we always have the information, the tools, the abundance with us wherever we are in the present moment. You just have to be introspective. You have to go inside and you have to figure out what's there right now. So don't get stuck in the past. Don't go too far into the future. Okay, where are you right now? Reinvent your idea of living life again. And I feel like now, okay, 100%. All right, we're going to move on to another question here from a Susanna Cruz. This is a $5 question. Susanna wants to know, hi, Ivy. I was wondering if you have any messages from the other side for me from my grandmother, Bonnie. Okay, Bonnie to Susanna. Now, she shows me a dog, like a small dog, and you may have a small dog. Okay, but this is my symbol for loyalty. And I feel like what you're doing in life for the next 3 months is cultivating loyalty. Now, when you're doing this, you can't, of course, she's not saying that you should like, you know, be trying to convince other people to be loyal or that, you know, you're cultivating it in the way that you maybe show your loyalty and you don't point it out. It's more like you are looking, doing a deep dive, being analytical about critiquing, okay, being critical about the different situations, involvements, relationships that you have. And also, she said, in you, the way you are with yourself, what do you do with your day-to-day lifestyle? What do you do with your choices? How do you spend your time? How do you talk to yourself? How do you think? Okay. What do you allow yourself to have? What do you say? What do you save for a rainy day? What type of relationship do you have with yourself? Are you loyal to yourself? If you are really being loyal, and this goes for everybody. Who is this? Your grandma? She's very smart, right? This is a great message. I love this. If we are truly loyal to ourselves first, I guess you could call it self-love, okay, self-care, then it won't happen in the outside world with work and with other people that you're being taken advantage of, that you are surrounded by disloyalty, okay? So stay with yourself and make sure that all day, every day, for a while, again, what'd she say, the next 3 months or something, I think? That all day, every day, you're checking in with myself. You know, how do I feel? What do I need? Did I give myself what I needed? Did I give myself what I wanted? You know, what am I going to treat myself to later? You know, am I taking deep breaths after I go through some difficulty? Am I making sure I'm processing that it's over and I'm shaking it out? You know, am I trying to stay balanced with the things that are meaningful to me? Or am I just like off the rails living my life, barely, you know, just surviving, not thriving? I think that you grasping this is going to change everything else around you. She's helping you with that process. Thank you so much for that question. We have another one here from an Anne Marie, $20. And Anne Marie wants to know, I'm looking for guidance from my dad, James. You know, he makes me feel real stoic, like his face is just sort of flat. And I feel that, you know, you have some answers coming in. You have some solutions. You have some relief coming in. If you've been waiting a while, like past few months on it, weeks in particular. And he makes me feel like, you know, you have this information coming in and now it's like, you got to run with it. All right. You have to, now you can make your decisions and your choices and you can create. I'm under the impression that you're creating some new circumstances, almost like a rebuilding in your life from that information. And he also says that it's, you know, it's a time for you to be brave. If there are some significant changes you're making in regards to setting boundaries with others and circumstances where you haven't in the past. It's been a bit of a free-for-all. And going forward, you're needing to say, you know, this is the amount of time, attention, energy that I'm willing to give this, or I'm not giving it any. And he's making sure that whatever you choose to do, he's backing you. So that means there can be no mistakes. All right. So if you overdo it, for example, you know, he'll come back. He can help you correct things. Everything's going to work out as long as you make the change that you need to be making. And I feel like right now you're sort of pulling, you know, from your gut as well. If you've been feeling sort of lonely, if you've been feeling a little isolated or like nobody understands you, sort of like a lack of fulfillment in relationships, I think that you're sort of pulling from your gut almost this, this sense of safety and security, like your inner child, and you're trying to give some healing, you know, to your inner child. But I feel like you can't be doing that in isolation. All right. So if you've been thinking about reaching out, whether it be like therapy, or if you have a couple good friends or whatever, anybody will even listen to you, talk to the cat. I don't think it matters. Okay. But like, speak. Okay. Speak, let it out. You should have seen me bawling at the dentist's office the other day, right? Like, I look like a crazy person for sure. I just remember the nurse turning around, looking at me and being like, oh my God, what is going on with this girl? And I lost it, like ugly crying, like, you know, trying to regain myself. And it just happens sometimes, you know, but it's always, if you really get on a roll with the story, you start talking about what's actually going on in your life. Or if somebody asks you if you're okay. Okay. If somebody asks you what you want, it's almost like this release, this volcanic release, right? And I think you just don't allow it, okay? Or you do it in a protected way, and it's time. All right, so feed it, and he's helping you out with that. He loves you very much. He's also giving you a red rose, which is a birthday or anniversary right around this time. We have another one here from an Anne Marie. This is a $20 question. We are at time, okay? So that's the one I just did. Getting loopy. Wrapping it up just in time. Thank you so much, Jill, my beautiful producer. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, everyone, for sending in your questions. Again, if you have a question, just one pressing thing, you don't feel like you need an entire reading, you can submit an email question on my website. If you want to book a party, a psychic fair, or a reading, you can go there as well. Ivy Rivera, psychicmedium.com. We'll see you guys soon. Thanks so much. Have a good night.